following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
You're listening to a special Answers for Elders and Live from Seattle featuring the 12 Days of Goodness. I'm Chuck Olmstead. With me in studio is Suzanne Newman with Answers for Elders. Joe Tafoya.
Go Hawks.
Former Seattle Seahawk defensive end. Played in the Super Bowl.
That's right.
Yep.
We lost to the Steelers, but you all remember that one.
We do.
Right?
We do.
Well, the refs lost the game to the seniors. Says the
well, we still talk about it.
My daughter is a Steelers fan, and I always tease her. I spell the Steelers when I text her, S-T-E-A-L-E-R-S. And I'm not bitter. It was only 13 years ago, but I'm not bitter, right?
I should have a Super Bowl ring.
But what an experience to have the opportunity as playing the years in the NFL that, Joe, you got to play in the Super Bowl. And just a small fraction of players actually get to that game.
Starting from junior football league, you dream about this. And it was everything I imagined, except for the loss. But opening kickoff, I look up and I'm watching the ball. And all of a sudden, there's camera flashing in every direction. There's streamers. There's confetti. And my guy goes running right past me and makes the tackle. My coach went ballistic on the sideline. You're going to get me fired, Tafoya. What are you doing? But I was lost in the moment.
But, coach, this is a Super Bowl. Yeah. I wanted to watch.
What a fun experience.
Well, I think we should also invite Daphne Davis, who's on the phone with us with Pinnacle Senior Placements. Daphne, you're on with us as well, correct?
I am. I'm here.
Yeah. You got any Super Bowl stories, Daphne?
I unfortunately do not.
I understand. No problem. No problem. Well, we have Joe here and Suzanne, and Daphne, you're helping to sponsor some of the events at 12 Days of Goodness.
She's actually sponsor of our kickoff event in Mukilteo. So, Daphne, you are such a major player in 12 Days of Goodness that you have stepped up to help to support the seniors and the legends that are coming to these events. And we just want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for your sponsorship.
Oh, you're so welcome. This feels like a natural thing to do, particularly in the month of December. I know our hearts are kind of geared to giving, and so this is certainly a way that I can give to our community as a whole, but also I like the 12 Days of Goodness in terms of giving a spotlight of how we can just easily give back to our seniors and honor our seniors and make sure they're not forgotten.
Well, in previous segments, we spoke a little bit about what happens at a 12 Days of Goodness. But for those that are driving or just tuning in and joining us now, Suzanne, share with us a little bit about what the 12 Days of Goodness is and who's there and what's it all about and what do you do?
Well, you know, 12 Days of Goodness really started due to my own two passions, which is my passion for seniors, and also I am such a passionate 12. And my father was an original season ticket holder, and I remember the passion of our fan base being in the kingdom when we would do the wave, or we had Bill the Beer Man, or we had Rick the Peanut Guy, and we had all these different traditions in the early days. I also remember seeing, you know, Jim Zorn drive in with his VW Bug, you know, right up to the kingdom. There was not any, you know, team bus coming from, you know, anything. It was very, very, I guess, organic or just very different in those days. But our fan base was as crazy about the Seahawks, whether they won or they lost, back in 1976, as they are today. And it dawned on me when I heard this dismal statistic of 60% of seniors being without regular visitors. I wanted to tap into a group of passionate people that would do something about this. And my thought was that if I could tap into the power of the 12s, and really, that's when I contacted the Seahawks. And I said, you know, you guys do so many things for the community. And the Seahawks do. They definitely do a lot for youth and you know, outreach and all kinds of things. But I didn't know anything at the time that they actually did for seniors. And yet I found it ironic because that's the original 12s. You know, where would we be without that foundational fan base? And so when I approached the Seahawks and spoke to Mike Flood, specifically met with him. I went in there and I said, you know, I knew I wanted the 12th month because of the holidays. And I felt that it would be the most important time of year. And so certainly when I went to meet with the Seahawks, of course, this is the height of their season. I said, and they're going like, well, you know, we can't take our players out to make visits. I said, I don't want the current players. I want the alumni. I want the guys that our seniors used to go see when they played, you know. And so that was kind of how it all started. And then the first alumni that I met with 6 years ago was Joe. And well, that's when we kind of brainchild this whole program together. And it's such an honor to I kind of call you like a co-founder of this whole, you know, program because
I
you
just
were
jumped
really,
on. You had a movement going and I saw that it was going in the right direction. It was very positive what you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, why wouldn't I want to help?
Well, and he has. And, you know, I remember the first year they looked at me like I was crazy when I said I want 12 days of events. And and of course, they just like Paul Johns. I love Paul. But he says, Suzanne, you're not going to get 12 legends to do this. I said, let me try. This is in the, you know, 6 years ago. And so Paul said, OK, you send me the stuff. I'll send stuff out. And between Paul and Joe, we got 12 legends the first year and we've been growing ever since. And now, you know, 12 Days of Goodness is really about a movement like Joe talks about. It's about inspiring the people in the community to get out there and honor your senior loved ones. And that's really what it's about. And we do events too. So that's the great thing about it.
Well, one of the things that I know you've been in conversation about is that you want to do this more than just in December.
Exactly. That's how things are expanding, which I think is mm-hmm. really exciting.
So I know that there's conversations, and we can't mm-hmm. go too far down this road, but there's conversations about doing some February events and mm-hmm. and trying to move this along so that it's just not the 12 days of goodness
right.
that happens in December, but that it's a year-round emphasis for seniors.
Correct. And it will be a program that we can connect Seahawk legends with seniors throughout the year. And I think that will be an amazing thing where, you know, I mean, we've got communities that ask for Joe specifically. And I can say,
I'm a legend.
Yeah, you are a legend. That's what you're called. But that's the thing that's really cool because when they get asked to come back, and it's like Southeast Seattle Senior Center, they ask specifically to have Edwin Bailey back. Edwin is their guy, you know, uh-huh. and I think that's so cool that now that this is starting, you know, you guys really kind of have your own pet communities, you know, that you go to. I know Rabes always goes to Ballard. That's his spot. That's all they want. And, you know,
I wanted to put my mom in one of these facilities.
Yeah.
The one in Redmond amazing. Is just amazing.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
So,
well, Daphne, I know you want to encourage the 12s in that, you know, most people aren't professional or former professional football players, but there still is something to offer, isn't there? They still have the opportunity to connect with a senior on many different levels. And we, in the previous segment, we talked about that, but kind of amplify that a little bit more. If someone is feeling their heart tugged a little bit as they're driving in to either watch the game in person or they're going home to watch the game on TV tonight, what would you encourage them to do, and how can they start that process of connecting? If they don't have if they don't have a loved one that is senior, maybe they aren't in this area. What can you offer to them?
My suggestion would be to always remember where your heart is, and if you have a tug on your heart or a thought. I mean, Joe was mentioning in an earlier segment about, you know, I think about calling my mom or doing that, and sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. When you have a thought about reaching out to somebody, follow through on it. There's a reason that that person's on your heart. There's a reason that something is stirring inside of you. Follow up on just what is there. And what that requires, though, is for us to get our busy head off and pay attention to what's going on in us, to be intentional. In terms of how that executes itself, maybe just stop. If you're driving by a senior center or something and you're like, I wonder what they do, go in and find out what they do. I wonder if there's a way that I could support in some way. Go in and find out. if you see someone who needs to, you know, reach something off the top shelf and they're too short to reach it in the grocery store, walk over and help them.
Mm-hmm.
Little acts of kindness. If you catch someone's eye, you know, and you're walking down the street, make your eyes twinkle and smile and maybe even say hi. You know, little tiny things like that can add to someone's life in such mm-hmm. huge ways. There's the bigger ways, you know, there's the friend-to-friend programs that you can, you know, volunteer to be a friend to someone on a weekly basis. There's a myriad of different organizations that you can tap into. But mm-hmm. I encourage everyone, minimally, be intentional and think about how can you brighten someone's day.
Well, and I also
take a lot of time.
Daphne, I'm going to expand on exactly what you're talking about, because a lot of us, our listeners, are very active in our churches.
Mm-hmm.
And there's in church communities, there are oftentimes senior groups. And, you know, find out the seniors that may be alone within your church community. Maybe there's a way that you can include them in some of your celebrations or go spend some time with them. I think that's important as well, is to just find ways in which you could potentially do something positive. Maybe it's even only take a plate of Christmas cookies over. Seniors love sweets.
Yeah.
As long as there's no dietary issues. But
Suzanne, it can be even more simple than that.
Yeah.
And, you know, forgive me, Mom, if you're not going to like this, but my mom, she needed help just putting on the little insulators on her spigots outside.
Yes.
That takes, like, no time. But for my mom to do that was a major event.
Sure.
But my husband and I were able to go and do that. Think about small little service things. My mom gushed on us about being able to help her with just that little thing. Think in terms of small. It doesn't have to be grandiose. It's just the gift of time.
Well, I've learned two words here that have been a point of emphasis.
Gawks.
That's two, and two more is intentionality and time. Those mm-hmm. things, aren't they? Those are critical. Well, listen, Daphne, thank you for joining us today on this special Answers for Elders and Live from Seattle. And we're going to come back after this break and talk a little bit further about the 12 Days of Goodness. We'll be right back.
Thanks for inviting me, and I encourage all 12, go 12, but be intentional about helping our seniors and having them feel special.
Thanks.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to pinnacleseniorplacements.com.